Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us on the line is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, state inspectors have found critical defects on railroad tracks between Fort Edward and Burnt Hills during a recent inspection, as well as defects with crude oil tank cars in Albany, which is a major issue in our region. The governor announcing that yesterday. Judy, pick up the story.
Yeah, the latest in a series of inspections targeting crude oil tank cars and their railroads uncovered 93 defects, including 7 critical safety problems that required immediate corrective action. State and federal teams examined 453 crude oil tank cars and approximately 148 miles of track during inspections they conducted just a few days ago, March 11th and 12th. On the 35 miles of CP rail track between Fort Edward in Warren County and Burnt Hills in Saratoga, Schenectady, a Federal Railroad Administration track inspector found 3 critical defects, which were missing bolts and rail joints. They were immediately repaired by CP crew. The stretch of rail through Saratoga County is part of a regular route for oil trains between the Canadian border and Albany, which has become, as people in Albany know, a major oil transfer hub. At the Kenwood Yard in Albany, a State Department of Transportation inspector found 10 non-critical track defects. There's no indication they found any critical defects. Also at the Kenwood Rail Yard, equipment inspectors inspected 200 crude oil tank cars and found 24 non-critical defects, including thin brake shoes and a missing pin that they described as a knuckle pin. A hazardous materials inspector also issued 2 violations to the oil shipping company Global Partners. Governor Andrew Cuomo has noted a number of derailments involving crude oil have resulted in explosions and fires across the nation. He said until there are new federal regulations, the state will continue to remain vigilant and work with all the partners out there to make sure the crude oil is transported safely across New York State.
And we will, of course, continue to cover the issue no matter what happens in regard to the trains and the oil moving through. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.